Just doing my facial exercises. Get myself ready to record the show. Thank you so much for downloading the Music Bit podcast. It's Jack Miles here on episode number 56. This week, I need to tell you about a conversation which I had with my friends. It went on for about half an hour or so. We wanted to discuss what would happen if you were out with somebody in public, one of your friends, and they wet themselves. How would you react to that situation? And how would you want a friend to react in that situation if you were the person that wet themselves? Now, my idea was to give them your jumper, wrap it round them, and then hopefully sidle them off into a shop somewhere, or better still, a toilet. My friend said, I think what I would do is just walk off for an hour and let them have the moment to themselves. I'm not really sure how we can take that any further, but hey.
Time for more new music.
The Music Bit.
Music Podcast. The Music Bit with Jack Miles.
Before she got a look at me, wake at 5, I've got something to begin. Through the mist of your shade, you're coming. I'm sorry, honey, but we got no drugs here.
I'm a big fan of this record. It's by a bloke called Lewis, and it's called I'm Not Going Down. And I kind of like the way which he just presents the song, how he sings and just delivers his lines on that one, with that kind of I just don't care attitude. I like that a lot. There is that kind of little bit of hope as well, though, when he says, I'm not going down. It's quite a good impression, that. It's bang on, I think. This is the Music Bit podcast, then. It's episode number 56. My name is Jack Miles, and I'm going to be talking nonk for the next 40 minutes or so. I'm having a bit of a sad day at the moment. For one reason, something that's got me down quite a bit. I was walking around my lounge earlier, and on the floor there's a dead bumblebee. I know, it's really sad. Not quite sure what to do with it. Because you've got to protect the bees nowadays, because they're endangered pretty much. And I just found this dead bumblebee on the floor. Not too sure what to do. I just left it on the windowsill. It's kind of, I don't know, it's just not the really most dignified place to leave it. Do you know what? It's been a really weird week. I've had quite a few long weekends with Glastonbury and different bits and pieces on the go. And this has been my first full week back in work for probably about 3 weeks or so now. And trying to get back into it has been a nightmare. Last weekend I was in London, I was visiting my girlfriend, I had to record it underneath the duvet, this show. You can listen back to that on iTunes. Do you know what? I don't understand this whole thing about flocking to London. There's a few things that you get up to which just, it's not normal. I mean, the tube is probably the most brutal thing in the world. And at the end of the tube journey, you realise you spent £2.30 just to spend your time sniffing the under armpit of a Londoner's arm. And it's just not a nice thing to do. And also, there's this horrible look of disgust that I'm getting at the moment about my card, the card which I use to pay for things, not being contactless. So you get these smug people that go, "Hey, is it contactless? Can I just use that?" Bump! Off it goes. Well, mine isn't. Mine's old-fashioned. You've got to shove it up the hole and type in the PIN code. And the look of disgust that you get from people. There's one thing that just made me realise I was back home, though. I live in quite a rural part of the UK. And whilst I was out for one of my runs, I saw this sign on one of the gates in the park that says, "Here, please shut the gate. It's to stop the swans from crossing the road." I just thought, that is fantastic. Two days later, in the local paper, there was a genuine picture of these swans crossing the road, holding up all the traffic. That is the kind of place that I live. What is on this week's show then, when it's a date night show, because it is just me and you together? We've got a hat, we've got loads of good music. Also, we're going to discuss bad song lyrics, and this is Tree of Wolves.
I woke up in a fever, half naked in the bath. Tiptoe around me, let the sun bring me back.
Prisoners from the edge.
This really is a beautiful record. It's by Ghostly Kisses. It's called Never Know. Before that, we had the latest one from Trio of Wolves called Sebastian. Don't forget, you can check out all the tracks that we play on our website, which is themusicbit.co.uk. Find all the playlist up on there. Ghostly Kisses and Never Know. If you want to hear more from them, they've put out 3 tracks this month already. They're producing really, really nice stuff. I think it's the vocals on that one that I love so, so much on that one. I heard something the other day that I think would go so far that it would really upset your gran or your mum if you played it to them. I mean, was it Pitbull with a new song out? Was it Flo Rida or Tayo Cruz? No. It was a song from 1963 that came on in the car whilst me and my girlfriend were driving somewhere. And it's about a fictitious place called Surf City by a group called Jan and Dean, and the song is called Surf City. Now, the thing about Surf City, the special thing which they particularly love so much about it, is that there are 2 girls for every guy. Now, Jan and Dean don't just like girls, they ruddy love them. In fact, they're ruddy obsessed with them. And I just want to read to you some of the lyrics that crop up in this song. So it starts off all jolly. I brought a 30 Ford wagon and we call it a Woody. Surf City, here we come. You know, it's not very cherry. It's an oldie but a goodie. Surf City, here we come. And that continues. You know, they're on their way to Surf City. They're going to have a great time. Why are they going to Surf City though? Because it's 2-1. Yeah, we're going to Surf City. We're going to have some fun. Yeah, we're going to Surf City because it's 2-1. We're going to have some fun. Now, there's 2 girls for every boy. Starts to get a little bit sinister and a tiny bit creepy there. Some other ones, the lyrics that just go on a little further is that, well, with 2 swinging honeys for every guy, all you got to do is just wink your eye. Because that is a secret to romance, isn't it? As soon as you're out, hello, my darling. Wink your eye. There's 2 girls for every guy there. It's going to be a piece of cake to get a little bit of action. And when I go to Surf City, I'll be shooting the curl and be checking out the parties for a surfer girl. It just, you know, I suppose that, you know, back then, obviously, it was a different time. It was the 1960s, so things were obviously a bit different back then. But we obviously nowadays say, oh, that lyric in that song is disgusting. Well, Jan and Dean back in the 60s, randy, completely randy. And I was thinking about this. And I was thinking, obviously, that these guys have got, whilst on their way to Surf City, had a nice big night out planned. Lots of optimism about what could happen. And they wrote this song about it in the ideal world. And I thought, actually, in reality, what would their night out be like? And of course, it would probably start, like most men's nights out, with really high expectations. Here we go then. Tonight is the night. New shirt on. Bit of hair wax in. Bit of aftershave. Oh, the ladies are gonna absolutely love me. You're looking pretty good. You're ready for your night out. Stage 2, the lads arrive. Hello, and this is me pretending to be a May! Well, hey, it's the lads.
All right, mate, fancy a cheeky drink?
Can you use a coaster, please?
Your mum's fit.
Great banter there. The lads are there. They're ready to go. Stage 3, going to the club. Bum, bum, bum,
bum. Hope this queue hurries up, see?
That bounce is big, isn't he?
Right, lads. How many of you are there?
Jeez, me, it's John Hay.
About 5 of us, mate.
Got any girls with you?
There's Paul, but no, not really.
Got no girls with you, right. All right, lads. Yeah, sorry, we're full for tonight. Yeah, you're not coming in here. There's a Yates's down there, but I think you'll have better luck.
You'll be amazed at how many times that happens. Once you find somewhere, you hit the dance floor, and these thoughts happen.
I look f***ing awesome. Me feeling this rhythm, what a great tune. Hey, she's noticed. Look at her giving me a cheeky eye. Time for the worm, or is it a bit too early? I start voguing. Tell you what, I better go to the loo before I go and approach those ladies.
No splash, no gash. yeah, that happens quite a lot in men's toilets. And then, of course, there's the reality, stage 5 of walking home.
Mate. Hey, I was telling you, I was well in there. I mean, so fit. So fit, man.
Yeah, you were doing okay until she slapped you, that is. Hey, lads, do you fancy a kebab? Hey, look at that. It's 2-1 over there. And that's where we come full circle back to the punchline of the joke. Probably the most extended punchline that I've ever done on the show. I apologise for that. It's the Music Bit Podcast, and it's Jack Miles here. We've got a brand new record of the week on the way, and it's a cracker this week. This is Canary and Woman's Business.
Your room's a disgrace. Outside you filled your ashtray. You sit and stare for days. At a blank canvas. Everybody I'm
This track just kind of decomposes itself towards the end, doesn't it? That is Canary and Woman's Business. You have no idea how long I've waited to play their music on the show. It's literally been over a year. I first started emailing Matt from the band, I think back in September. So it's been a really, really long time. That is due to appear on their 2016 album. But hey, I like that a lot. It's a good track.
The Rock and Roll Life.
Midway through the show, just looking at myself for a bit and found one random stray hair just on my shoulder, just one on its own. We've been there for a while, quite a long one. I mean, it would have been really weird if I had then plucked that hair out and then measured it, wouldn't it? That wouldn't have been a normal thing to do. But hey, in my rock and roll life, that's exactly what happened on Tuesday evening. And if you're interested, that hair was 3 centimetres long. I know, right? 3 centimetres. It's the rock and roll life of me. It's disgusting. Don't think less of me, please.
Hold me close just for the night. I'm feeling contagious, like minimum wages. Put my hands in my mind. While they're coming of ages, they play on the stages. Ride around,
know, this is what the show is all about, playing good music, having a bit of fun on the way as well. This is by a band that I think you pronounce as Nudes, but I'm not entirely sure. It's spelled N-V-D-E-S. It's called Before the Weekend Comes. Next week on the show, we're going to be doing an interesting little experiment where we're going to be talking about MP3s and whether you can tell the difference between listening to an MP3 or a very high quality WAV file. I know that there'll be audio files all over the place saying, oh, don't think you can beat the frequency range of a vinyl record, actually. But in reality, I mean, there are so many variable factors with this. And if you've got a band that is starting out, you've got to pay for hosting online with things like the SoundCloud hosting. And the more you want to put up there, the more you have to pay and the bigger the files are. So is 320 kilobytes okay when it comes to doing an MP3? Or should we be uploading everything in really high quality WAVs? We'll be talking about that on the show next week.
The greatest moment of my life.
Every week I choose a record to champion on the show that I just think has just really caught my ear over the last few days. And I am so, so excited to play this one. Now, usually when we do our record of the week, I like to try and get the artist on to record a little message, just say, hey, we're Loki and we've released this new single. Let me know what you think. Well, I tried it with these guys. They weren't really playing ball, but it doesn't matter. I thought that maybe we should think up some kind of forfeit for when they don't get back to me. But you know what? Listening to the record, it just has that effect on me where I just love it so, so much. It is such a good tune. It is by a London-based group called Low Key. They dropped this track last week, and they're currently working on an album as well called Abstract Intentions. Whatever you're doing right now, if you're commuting, if you listen to this at home, just give this track a little bit of space. Please give it the 3 minutes 42 seconds that it deserves. This is a debut release by Loki. It's called Face, and this is our record of the week.
Be in the swing of things.
I just wanna know if you saw. just wanna know if you saw my face.
Last drop of that record. That is Low Key and Face, and that is our record of the week for this week. And I can't tell you how much I enjoyed listening to that. I think it's one of the best releases that we've had so far this year. There's just so much to that, and I cannot wait to hear even more records from them. Apparently they are working on their debut album as well, which is called Abstract Intentions, and that is the heads up for them. So watch this space. We'll make sure that we get some more music from them later on in the future. But hey, what a debut that is. I love it when these bands just come up with this magic, and it's the first song which they put out there, and suddenly you start to see that ball rolling. It gets picked up by a few blogs and people start tweeting about it, and then before you know it, you'll start hearing it on your favourite radio stations and all the rest of it, and just that kind of, that ball starts to pick up and starts rolling a little bit further. And it just gives me pleasure that we can play it on this show first. And we're coming up towards the end of the programme. Thank you so much for downloading episode number 56 and listening to my waffling on. If you enjoy it, then tell a friend about the show. Just spread the word about it. In fact, you know what? I need to thank you, because downloads are up ever so slightly, and it just makes me feel really happy when that kind of thing happens. So if you could recommend it to people, and if you know somebody that is making music, or if you're making music yourself, then just drop me an email. It's just music@themusicbit.co.uk, or you can tweet me as well. Just go to twitter.com/themusicbit and you'll be able to find all our contact details on there. But we are always on the lookout for different records, new stuff to play on the show. This is a song again which I fell in love with. It's a bit of a more mellow tone to end the show with, but she's a really talented artist. We're hopefully going to get her on in a couple of months' time. This is Starling and Take It Down.
Drop the gun, stand still. I'm no prisoner, I plead guilty. Why not here to play? Take it down, take it down. Paperwork, I see that you break all the pieces that made me you. Delve deeper than I ever knew. Take it down, take it down. Doors, I'm still spinning. Night and day, there's no way out. I'm not here to stay. Take it down, take it down. Deeper than I ever knew. you down, tie you down.
That is the last song that you're going to hear on this week's podcast, and it's a bit more of a mellow way to end the show. That is Starling and Take It Down, Take It Down. I don't know if it's the weather at the moment that is influencing the music that we play, but it's just been really sunny and really nice. And you know when the weather gets hot, I don't know, is this a mum thing or not, or if there's any actual truth in it. Does anyone tell you that you should drink tea when it's hot because it cools you down? You know that thing, that hot drink? I don't know if it's just a mum thing where they go, oh, have a cup of tea, it'll cool you down. And the idea behind it is that it'll make you sweat and therefore your body will then cool you down. But then you become this horrible sweaty Betty. And does anyone really want that? I don't know. My mum used to say that to me all the time. And I still kind of half think that. And it can't be as cooling as an ice lolly, can it? I love it in the UK. As soon as the sun comes out, there is like mass panic. I mean, it's summer. The sun comes out every single year. But as soon as it does, there's like mass panic of there's a heat wave heading to Britain. Make sure you know how to keep cool. And let's be honest, keeping cool is pretty easy. And in the UK, you've got to be pretty good at keeping warm because it's so cold. In the summer, surprise, surprise, do the opposite. So, for example, in the winter, it's cold. Put a jumper on. In the summer, it's hot. Take a jumper off. In the winter, it's cold. Get a hot water bottle. In the summer, it's hot, so fill the hot water bottle up with cold water and then it'll work as a cold water bottle. It's not difficult, is it? Anyway, that's my rant for this week's show done. There'll be another podcast next week. We're talking about whether you need to upload your music in high quality music format, so MP3 versus WAV. I know there'll be lots of people going, oh, you can't beat a nice WAV file. Well, we'll be discussing that with a musical engineer on next week's show. Thank you so much for downloading the Music Bit podcast. It's Jack Miles here, and we'll see you again next week. Bye!
New Music. The Music Bit. New Music Podcast.